Bright and early next morning, Louis arranged his slate and his chalk pencil and his trumpet neatly around his neck and climbed into the back seat of Mr. Beaver's car. The car was a convertible, so Mr. Beaver put the top down. Sam got in front with his father. Louis stood tall and white and handsome in the back seat. Mrs. Beaver kissed Sam goodbye. She told him to be a good boy and to take care of himself, and not to drown in the lake, and not to get into fights with other boys, and not to go out in the rain and get sopping wet and then sit around in the chilly air without putting a sweater on, not to get lost in the woods, not to eat too much candy and drink too much pop, not to forget to write letters home every few days, and not to go out in a canoe when it was windy on the lake. Sam promised. "Okay," cried Mr. Beaver. "Off we go to Ontario, beneath the open sky." He started the car and tooted the horn. "Goodbye, Mom," called Sam. "Goodbye, son," called his mother. The car sped away toward the big main gate of the ranch. Just as it was disappearing from view, Louis turned around in his seat and put his trumpet to his mouth. The sound carried a wild, clear, stirring call. Everybody back at the ranch heard it and was thrilled by the sound of the trumpet. It was like no other sound they had ever heard. It reminded them of all the wild and wonderful things and places they had ever known. Sunsets and moonrises and mountain peaks and valleys and lonely streams and deep woods. The sound of the trumpet died away. The ranchers returned to their breakfast. Louis, on his way to his first job, felt as excited as he had felt on the day he learned to fly.